Good morning. I love having to talk over a babble of conversation that says there's something healthy going on in the church in the morning. It's great to see you all. Welcome. Welcome to Thornhill Baptist Church this morning.
Indeed. Welcome. It's absolutely fantastic to see you. And welcome to those of you who are watching online as well. My name is Ellen, and I'm the Children's and Families Worker here, for those of you that don't know me.
And my name's Paul, and I'm one of the ministers here. And whether this is the very first time that you've joined us, or whether you've been with us for years and years and years, you are equally welcome this morning. If you are here for the first time, or one of your first times, if you haven't had a chance to get to know us yet, there's two things I'd like to tell you about. One is that we have a Connect card, and I normally have one at the front to wave at you, but it's been taken away, so I don't. But they are blue pieces of paper that look like that, and one of the lovely people by the doors will give you a Connect card if you ask them for one. And that's something that you can fill in to say, this is my name, this is my phone number, or this is my email address, and we will get in touch and just get to know you a bit and give you a chance to get to know us a bit. So you can do that either using the paper cards, or you can go to our website. That's the front page of our website, thornhillbc.org.uk. And that yellow button, top left of all the buttons, that's exactly the same thing. It opens a form where you can say, this is my name, this is how you can get in touch with me, and we would love you to do that. The other thing I'd like to tell you about, if you are new or newish, is that we've got a newcomers tea coming up, newcomers cafe coming up, and that's next Sunday afternoon. And that's a great opportunity to meet some people from the church and to ask questions about why we do things in the quirky way that we do them here. What does it mean to be a Baptist? Did you realise that you're a Baptist? All those sorts of questions. We're not that Baptist. But all those sorts of questions that you might want to ask next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Looking at my wife, who knows my diary better than I do. At 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon, please do come and join us for lots of lovely cake, coffee, and a little bit of conversation.
Perfect. And we're just going to pray to open this morning's service. Father, thank you so much that we can come together this morning, that we're free to come here, that we can worship you. Father, we thank you that you are here. And Lord, as we learn more about you this morning and we spend time worshiping you, I pray that you would speak to us. Pray that you would touch us. Pray that we would leave here this morning having heard something new about you. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Those of you in the building with us this morning might have noticed that the heating isn't quite up to the usual level that we would set it to. We've had some issues with the heating. It's not quite been playing the game. So we're going to do our part by generating as much hot air as we possibly can. But you need to do your part by worshipping as lively as you can to try and warm the building up a little bit. And hopefully by the end of the morning, we'll all be nice and warm. Would you stand if you feel able? We're going to worship God together.
Stirring hearts are yours. we see you, we find strength to face the day.
When we see you,
just when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
Once more,
just when we see you, we find strength to face the day.
In your presence.
In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna.
Lord Jesus, we've just sung that we welcome you here. We know that you were here before we got here this morning. We know that you're always here. But in our hearts, we want to make you welcome. In our hearts, we want to say to you that we are here to listen to you and to do what you say. In our hearts, we want to tell you that we want to worship you. Would you help us to worship you with everything we are this morning? We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Don't sit down quite yet. We're going to sing another song. I am loving watching one or two of the children with worshipping with ribbons. If you would like to worship with ribbons, are there more at the back there? Claire's holding the box up. So if you would like to worship with a ribbon in the next song, then come and see Claire, who will be very happy to dish out ribbons to you.
Of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since God has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine. Precious blood.
Listen to the words you've just sung. As he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on you and on me. And that's why we worship. That's why we can be here as children of God. Sin's curse has lost its grip on us. What a wonderful thing. Grab a seat. Thank you, those of you worshipping with ribbons. Please hold on to those. There'll be a couple more songs later on, and we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you doing that. Now, I absolutely love all-age services. If this is the first time you've been to an all-age service, it's a service. It's no different from church any other time. We come here to hear from God. We come here to worship together. We come here to be changed by the Holy Spirit. But we do it as the whole church family, rather than chopping off a bit of the church family and saying, why don't you go and do something down the corridor in your own groups? So it's actually the only time we get together as the entire church family. And I love it. And I actually, one of the things I love is the fact that we tend to lead these services as a team. So this morning, it's a really small team. It's a team of two. It's Ellen and I that have planned this service. So it's not a big team, but it's a team that's putting the service on. But actually, if you think about it, it takes a lot more than just Ellen and I this morning, or different team a different Sunday morning. It takes a lot more than just us to make a Sunday service happen, doesn't it? And we've been thinking a bit over the last week about how many people it actually takes to just to make a Sunday morning happen. When you came through the door this morning, how many of you were welcomed by somebody that said, hi, welcome to TBC, good morning? Hopefully, absolutely everybody. So the welcome team are part of what makes Sunday mornings happen. Put your hand up if you are, not necessarily today, but if you are ever on the welcome team. Wonderful. Quite a few people, one or two more at home putting their hands up, I can tell. The operations team put the chairs out. They're not a very big team, but there's a few of them. How many? Who's here on the operations team? They're all at home exhausted, having put in the chairs out, okay? The flower arrangers do beautiful things every week to enhance our worship by giving us something from God's creation to look at. How many people here are involved in arranging flowers? Go on, put your hand actually up. Don't be shy. Wonderful. There's the musicians and the singers. How many people are involved in the band? Again, not necessarily this week, but how many people are involved in singing or playing, involved in the worship in that sort of way? Wonderful. And then there's the sound and technical team. Have a look at the screens. If you can see a picture on the screens, that's because members of the technical team have spent literally days in the last couple of weeks fixing the issues that we've had with the projectors. Yeah, technical things go wrong, but we've got a technical team that come in when you're not looking, and they spend hours and hours and... Oh! spend hours and hours fixing this stuff and making it work, and they deserve our appreciation. So thank you to you guys. Put your hands up if you're part of the technical team or the sound team. Actually, all these people deserve our appreciation, but they particularly have been working hard. They're in here this week. They're not normally in here, but because it's all age, they are. There's all the people that run the creche. There's the people that run Extreme. And there's the people that lead Transform. Put your hand up if you're involved in any of those teams. Wonderful. Thank you. And then, of course, there's the people that serve coffee and, most importantly, biscuits. Put your hand up if you're ever involved in serving coffee and biscuits after the service. Awesome. And we thank you from the bottom of our stomachs. Wonderful ministry. There's the prayer ministry team. I'm pointing to this side of the room because that's where prayer ministry normally happens after the service. Who's involved in praying for people after the service? A few. We're going to be doing some training sometime soon. If you'd like to join that team, there's going to be an opportunity very, very soon. It's not this week. It's going to be next week. We're having communion next week. And there are people that get involved in serving communion, so they bring the bread and wine. And there's people behind the scenes that you never see, but they are in the kitchen preparing that communion. It doesn't just magically drop from heaven in little diced pieces of bread and little shot glasses. That gets put together by somebody for you. Who's involved in either serving or preparing communion, morning or evening? A few people, thank you. There's the people that count the offering after the service, another very important ministry. Who's involved in that? A few? Gina, is your hand not up? That surprises me. Oh, yeah. I function in a supervisory capacity, don't you know? Have I missed anybody? Have I missed any teams? I'm only thinking about Sunday services at the moment. Have I missed anyone? I scratched my head and tried to think if there was anybody else. Who have I missed? You're absolutely right. I've missed BFG because I'm just thinking about Sundays, but BFG is a really important thing that happens on a Friday, isn't it? You're absolutely right. So there's lots of other teams that happen at other times in the week. You are absolutely right. Oh, the locking up team. Yes, thank you. Who's involved in locking the doors and shutting the windows and making sure the place is secure? I bodged up last week and left the door open when I was on locking up, so that was... So we need a bigger team just to check up on me. And that's just some... Oh, go on. I haven't mentioned the preaching team, have I? Who's involved in preaching sometimes? Yep, thank you. And of course, service leading, worship leading. Wonderful. And that's just Sunday morning. There's an awful lot of different, or not an awful lot, a wonderful lot of different cogs in the machine that makes TBC happen. And that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning. There's one more cog in the machine this morning, because we've got somebody to do the reading from the Bible for us. Thanks, Ellen. And that's Dom. So, Dom, would you come and read to us from Romans chapter 12, I believe.
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dom. Brilliant. God made us unique. This means that we're all different. We look different. We like different things. We have different personalities. And we have different skills. All of us have things that we're good at and things that we're not so good at. It would be really boring if we all acted and behaved the same. If we all had the same skills, if we were good at everything, and if we all laughed at the same jokes. I'm glad that we're different. It makes our world and our interactions with each other colourful. It makes them interesting and the absolute opposite of boring. We all bring something different to the mix. God purposefully made us to be unique and to be individuals. But he didn't intend for us to be alone or to do life alone. God made us for relationship. To first have relationship with him and then to have relationship with one another. Basically, God looked at us and thought, all these people are amazing. They're different. They're unique. And they're great. And I've made them just how they should be. But they're going to need each other. And boy, they're going to be even more fantastic when they come together. Because when these amazing individuals work together to do the things I want them to do, they're going to do some really awesome things. It's a little bit like a football team. A football team is made up of 11 players, and all the players have different positions in the team. You've got the striker, the support striker, right and left fullbacks, centre backs, defensive midfielders, central and attacking midfielders, and of course the goalie. I've learned a lot about football. I did not know all of those things existed. I know a goalie's job is to throw themselves around and to catch or deflect the ball and to stop it from going in the goal. And I know that the striker's job basically is to score goals. Please don't ask me what the others do because I have no clue. I do know, though, that they all come together with different strengths to form a team of players who are fully able to do what is needed to play the game most of the time, at least, and hopefully win the match for their team. And similar to church, like Paul has said, there are lots of things and teams that come together to make us happen. We've got a welcome team, a tech team, prayer ministry team, musicians, coffee serving teams, and the list goes on. A football team isn't just about the 11 players on the pitch. Football teams have a manager, they've got assistant managers, coaches, physios, and medical teams, and they've got spare players too. I'm sure they're not called spare players, but I couldn't remember what the word was. The extras? I don't know. What are they called? Where's Rob? I thought he would know. What are they called? Substitutes. Seriously, my brain. The substitutes. Okay, the point is, though, God made us to be better when we're together. In fact, he made us to be best when we're together. In the Bible reading, it said, "So, in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." There are many of us, all different with different strengths. But when we come together, we act as a whole, as a team, a community, as a church family, just like we are here at TBC. We become a big family working together for God. Now, we read in the Bible earlier about some of the skills or gifts that God might have given us. And I wonder if anyone can remember them. This is my little test to you. Can any of you remember some of the skills or gifts that God can give us? Can you remember one? Absolutely. He does give us the art of being creative and having musical skills. Brilliant. Brilliant. Can anyone remember any of the other ones that came up in our Bible passage? Dom read it perfectly. Was no one listening? Oh, Doug's got one. Pardon? Prophesying. Absolutely. So there was a gift of prophecy. Yeah, Judy at the back. Preaching. Yeah. Theo. Teaching was one. Yep. Can't remember. I'll come back to you. Mine, can you remember one? Pardon? Leading. Awesome. You got it. Livs. Keeves even. Encouragement. Yep. Debbie. Serving. I don't know if we've got them all. Oh, Gina. Being merciful towards people. Absolutely. Giving. Brilliant. I think we got most of them then. Prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, generosity, leading, and showing mercy. I think together we managed to get them. Well done, team. So, did you notice that it didn't say in the reading that we'd have every skill or gift mentioned? But instead, it said that just like our own body has many parts with different jobs, our eyes see, our ears hear, our heart pumps blood, and our lungs draw in air, our nose doesn't listen, and our tongues don't breathe, because that's not what they were made for. In the same way, we are many in number, and we won't have the same skills, gifts, and strengths as the next person. But most likely, between us, we will have them all. I wonder if any of you thought, yes, that's me, when you heard one of the skills mentioned. Some of you might have thought, I can't do any of those. But I'm absolutely certain that although you might not think that you have any of these skills, there will be someone here who says that you do have it. And those people, by the way, are the encouragers amongst us. When we come together as team, as a church family, with multiple skills, gifts, and strengths, we are assured that we can do and will do amazing things for God in this place, and we'll do them together. Now, you've all had a little insight to what's coming next. So, what I would love for us to do is to speak to the person next to you, in front of you, or behind you. Families, those with children, can I really encourage you to speak to your children? Children, can I encourage you to speak to adults around you? It'd be really wonderful if we can have a little think about the questions that are up on the screen. So we're going to spend a few minutes. And the questions are, what skills do I have that God could use? So you might need to think, what is it that I'm already doing? What is it that I could do? What skills do I have that God can use? Where am I letting God use those skills at the moment? Where am I already using them? Where might I use them in the future? So we're going to just take 3 or 4 minutes. Please turn to the person next to you. Did you? Pardon? You can also do it by yourselves, of course. Of course you can also do it by yourselves if that makes you feel uncomfortable. Oh, bro, they're off.
Seven people in the building.
Oh, it's not bad at all. Brilliant. Okay, excellent. Absolutely wonderful to see you all turning to each other and having some, I hope, awesome conversations. So, absolutely no pressure at all, but is there anyone that would like to share what skills they might have and where they might be using them right now? No pressure at all, but if you'd like to, we'd love to hear from you.
My dad does project managing.
So Mine's dad does project managing. Maybe we've got a project coming up that he could help us with. Say it again, Ru.
Being nice to my friend.
Being nice to your friends is a real gift and definitely something you can
Being
use.
Nice to his friends. Absolutely fantastic.
Praise.
Yoma is good at praising, and don't we just need that? Praising God, praising each other, absolutely amazing. That is an awesome skill. Anyone else would like to share? Oh, Debs has got one at the back there, or on Judy as well. Brilliant.
I'm good in the kitchen.
You are fantastic in the kitchen. You are great at serving, Debbie. Amazing, thank you. I think Judy at the back there, Paul. Maybe one or two others?
Hello, this is James, and he is the chef. So he's a very handy man and blesses people by feeding them.
Absolutely amazing. The gift of hospitality. Brilliant. Anyone else would like to share? No pressure. If you would like to, this is a last opportunity. Brilliant. Okie dokie. Thank you so, so very much for sharing those with us. Just going to pray very briefly before we sing again. Father God, I thank you that you give us all gifts. Pray that you'd help us to know what they are. Pray that you'd put those gifts on our hearts and those skills and where you want us to use them. And I pray that we would hear your voice and that we would walk where you want us to walk. In your name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing.
Brilliant. Just before we sing, something to let you know, because I know that I'll forget it by the end of the service if I don't say it now. Apparently, a sum of money has been found, I think, out in the corridor somewhere. Oh, no, it was here in the worship room. So if that's yours, thank you for the donation. If that was unintentionally yours, then please see Astrid after the service, who will be very happy to return it to you. We're going to sing a song that we have sung a few times before, but not for a little while. So we'll just sing through the first verse to get it back into your heads if it's familiar and to teach it to you if it's new.
Am I uncertain of the actions?
So Ellen volunteered to make up actions to every verse of this song as we go through. So follow Ellen for improvised actions. So the first verse goes like this. Have you ever wondered how the God who made the universe and all the plants and creatures that you have ever seen, the planets, stars, the moon and sun, is watching over everyone and still has time for tiny little me. That's lovely and easy, isn't it? Oh, go on, somebody nod. That's lovely and easy, isn't it? Yeah. Let's stand if you feel able. And it does get a little bit quicker. But we'll sing that first verse again. Have you ever wondered how the God who made the universe and all the plants and creatures that you have ever seen, the planets, stars, the moon and sun, is watching over everyone and still has time for tiny little me. My God made crocodiles and antelopes and jellyfish and billy goats, elephants and spiders and buffaloes and bees, rattlesnakes and porcupines, ladybirds and butterflies, and still has time for tiny little me. Keep it up! My God made deserts dry and mountains tall, jungle vines and waterfalls, all kinds of places where I have ever been,
every night and every day. And he knows what I'm thinking and what I'm going to say. And he's known all about me since before the day that I was made. My God made mums and dads and great-grandmothers, aunties, uncles and stepbrothers, all the different people who are in my family. Granddads, sisters, babies too, and second cousins twice removed, and still has time for tiny little me. And still has time for tiny little me. Still has time for tiny little me.
Fantastic. Pat yourselves on the back if you kept up with that. But it's true, though, even when we feel like we're small or insignificant or God doesn't see us, he knows us and he knows everything about us, even what the actions to that song should have been. Right, we've got a game for you now, and I'm going to need two volunteers. They need to be people who aren't... who are quite happy to come on stage and be on camera, so you'll be on the internet if you come and join in this game. They need to be people who are not in any way allergic to chocolate Smarties. And come on then, yeah? Come and join us and we'll... Come on then. Can we give these two a round of applause? And come and stand right at the front of the stage so everyone can see you. Now, I haven't got the microphone to hand, so in a really loud voice, what's your name? Kiwi. Bigger voice. All right, not a bigger voice. Kiwi, and what's your name?
William.
William, wonderful. Kiwi and William, come and take a seat. The object of this game is to eat as many Smarties as possible. But there are two rules. You may want to sit back a little bit, William. There are two rules. You may not touch the Smarties apart from with the spoon. And you must hold the spoon by the end of the handle. You can't hold it any further up. You have to hold it at the end of the handle. Do you understand? So you can only touch the Smarties with the spoon, and you can only hold the spoon by the end of the handle. You're looking a little bit worried. Does that... Yeah, happy? Happy? These are the spoons. So you're only allowed to hold the spoon by the black bit at the very end of the handle where there's tape around it. So you might need to sit a little bit further back. You are allowed to stand if you'd prefer to stand. That's also absolutely fine. I mean, don't put the spoon on the floor, because that's going to go in your mouth.
I'm the tallest person in this church.
You are the tallest person in this church with that spoon. So, I'm going to say, on your marks, get set, go. Remember, the idea of the game is for the two of you to eat the greatest number of Smarties in the time that I give you. Okay? And we might need to give them a little bit of encouragement. So, on your marks, get set, and go. Be creative. Remember, you're. I mean, that was creative, but you're still not allowed to touch the Smarties with anything apart from the spoon. Oops. Go on, have another try. It might work better if you stand up. You don't want to?
I'm going to feed
you. You want to feed me? That is acceptable. Can we give them both a great big round of applause? Thank you. And If you come and see Ellen after the service, we'll give you an actual pack of Smarties to take home. But you can take a handful out of the bowl as well. They got the idea. If you try and feed yourself with that spoon, you will be there all day pouring Smarties all over the floor. If you work out that the only way to do it is to feed each other the Smarties, then suddenly you can eat an awful lot of Smarties in a very short time. It's a little bit difficult with spoons that long. Now, sometimes grown-ups say to me, I don't like all-age services because they're just for the kids. Hear it from me, that is for the grown-ups in the church, because sometimes in church we find ourselves acting like we're feeding ourselves Smarties with a big long spoon when we should be feeding each other. So that's not for the kids, they're just the visual explanation for the rest of us. Ellen, we'll make sure there's some for you as well, don't worry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, children, there are lots of Smarties, so please come and see me at the end and I'll make sure that you all get some, not the ones that have been on the floor. I know, I mean, Paul probably wants some as well. He'd be first in the queue, I imagine. Right, excellent. So thank you so much to our two volunteers. That was brilliant, wasn't it? And I think, like Paul's already mentioned, there is a lesson here, isn't there? Thinking back to our reading, the list of skills and gifts that God might have given us. It isn't as straightforward as saying, hey, you can lead. Hey, you can teach. You there, you can serve, and so on. The reading is also about the how. How we should use the skills given to us. And this comes down to attitude. Attitude matters. It matters massively. And if we're using our skills and gifts with the wrong attitude, it's not going to work as God wanted. Just like in our game with William and Kiwi. They needed to work together so that both of them got a share in the good stuff. If they'd been out for themselves, neither would have enjoyed the rewards. So, for example, if leadership is the skill we've been given, lead diligently, it says. Lead with honesty, care, and attention from a place of hard work. Not, I'm the leader, you do what I say, you do it now, and I don't care how you're feeling. That isn't leadership. And I'm fairly sure that no one here would take very kindly to that kind of leadership. If teaching is your skill, and that doesn't mean you need to be a qualified teacher, by the way, then teach with enthusiasm and kindness, with great communication and ears that listen. If it's the gift of giving that you have, whether that's your money or your time, then give generously and not begrudgingly. You're not giving well if deep down you don't really want to give at all. And if your gift is to show mercy, which means to show forgiveness and compassion towards someone, then following that up with gossiping and huffing and puffing behind closed doors is not showing forgiveness at all. And the examples could go on and on. It is clear. God has given us gifts and skills, many of them, and the list we've looked at today doesn't list them all. But there's a condition to having these skills and gifts, and that's to use them well and with the right attitude. As church family, as a group of individuals that God has conveniently put together and called to be church family, because he has a plan for us here. We should not be attempting one-upmanship over each other. We shouldn't be against each other. We should be for each other. And we certainly shouldn't be trying to outdo or undermine each other. Our reading says, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." This means taking a look at our behavior, our actions, and our attitude. And that can be hard sometimes. And then asking God, Do you want me to change anything? For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We belong together. We are best together. So, what might our church look like if we all use the skills and gifts that God has given us with the attitude that he intended? And that leads us on to our next mini discussion time. So, how might it benefit TBC, our church here, if I use the skills and gifts that God has given me? How would it benefit our church? The things that our church does, the outreach it does, the way we pull together as family. And might God want to change anything about my attitude? We're going to have a little time of thinking now, so you can speak to the same people. You don't have to speak to them at all. You can reflect on your own. We're going to just spend a few minutes thinking. We're not going to ask you to share these afterwards. This is personal. This is a personal thing between you and God. But we think it's really important for us to think about these questions. So we're going to just take 3 or 4 minutes now. Do chat if you want to amongst each other and children. I encourage you to speak to your families and the people you've come with this morning. And just have a little reflection on what we've talked about this morning. Off you go. Brilliant. Okay. Again, it's really wonderful to hear you all chatting and reflecting on some of the things that we've talked about this morning. So if I could ask you, if you feel able, if you'd like to stand, we're just going to pray. Let's pray together. Thank you, God, that you've brought us together as a church family here at TBC for a reason. Father, help us to use the skills and gifts you've given us, do the things that you want us to do, and to do them together. Please, Lord, help us to be mindful of our attitude when using our skills. And where we might need to make changes, we pray, support us. Amen. Please do sit. And if, as you were talking, either then or earlier, you were thinking, yeah, I do have a skill that's not being used, you'll notice that around the building, we've got our joining in boards. So there's lots of ways, if you have the time to do so, that you can get involved here at TBC to volunteer. And that could be midweek, weekends, evenings. There's lots of different things available. So please do have a look around. And if there is anything that inspires you, then there's a little slip that you can fill in. And if you want to fill that in and pop it in this orange bucket here, then someone will be in touch with you. And again, if something's stirred within you, if you've had that feeling, your heart's maybe raced a little bit when you've been thinking about some of the things we've talked about this morning, that might be the Holy Spirit prompting you, and that might be the Holy Spirit nudging you to say, let's pray about this more. So if you feel like you might want to pray with someone after the service, then as Paul said earlier, we do have a prayer team that will pray with you over here at the end. So please don't ignore that. If you think that there's something that you would like to have further prayer for, please, please do stay and come forward for prayer at the end. Awesome. I think Paul is going to lead us in our final song now. Thank you.
Please do stand if you feel able. Yeah, the very first time I sung this song, or maybe the first few times, there was a line in the middle of it that I found it really difficult to sing, because in the middle of this song it says, "We are the hope on earth." And when I first sung it, I thought, I can't sing that. I'm not the hope on earth. And actually, I don't think we're the hope on earth. But it's true to the extent that we are full of the presence of God. It's true to the extent that we represent Jesus in the world. And if we're using the gifts he's given us with the right attitude, then I think maybe we will be more the hope on earth. So let's sing, "Come Set Your Rule and Reign."
Show your mighty hand, heal our streets.
and grab a seat for a couple more minutes.
Perfect.
That's pretty much the end of the service, but as we always do, we would encourage you, if you are a social media user, this service gets posted up onto YouTube and then onto Facebook tomorrow, and we would really encourage you to share that with your friends, because we want people to know about Jesus. We want people to know how good God is. So please do share that online.
Awesome. And we would love for you to stay and join us for coffee. And for those of you that are new, we have coffee down the corridor. So please sort of follow the crowd. It'd be wonderful to chat.
And if you've come ready to put something into the offering, there are boxes by the two doors over there and over there. So please do, apart from that person who dropped their savings on the carpet, please do pop something in those two boxes over there.
Brilliant. And this evening we have the relaunch of what used to be called Refresh. It's now called Immerse. It's at 6:30. I'd really like to encourage you to come and join us. And the premise of Immerse is to spend an extended time of worship, immersing yourself really in praise and worship of our Lord and Father, and experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. So please do come and join us. It would be absolutely fantastic to see you. We'll be here. I'm coming. I'm coming. I love singing and praising.
And next Sunday, we're back here Sunday morning at 10:30, and we're going to be continuing with the teaching series that we've had for the last few weeks that we have called Fresh. And we're going to be thinking about fresh courage next Sunday, and Rob's going to be preaching, and we're going to have communion as well. So do come and join us for that. Hopefully see you tonight, but have a wonderful week. God bless you.